Begin the current daf, Mesach the Sukkah, daf Ches, begin the Menal, begin to test the master, begin with the Gemara, Kam Rubi Yesal Eagle. How much is a square more than a circle? It's Revia, it is a quarter, which just comes to explain and prove that the area of a square is larger than the area of a circle. How do we know that that is a quarter? As Taisa explains, Ein Lechiv Lebezeh, don't prove this thing, which appears from Rashi. From the fact that you have a square tablet, it's 3x3, and the perimeter is going to be a string of 12 is needed to surround it. Whereas if you have a round tablet of 3, A string of 9 amis surrounds it. And the reason why we know that is called the chol shesh pekei b'shol shesh tefachim, whatever has in the perimeter, the circumference has 3 tefachim, yesh b'yodich of tefach, has the diameter of a tefach, which might, like we say in the sugya. So you see that the circumference of a square is a quarter more than that of a circle. So that's how you would know this concept of the teis de maschel. Says Taisus, no, deim avin raim mechut ha'ekav ha'godol, Revia, you cannot bring a proof from the thread that the circumference is bigger, a quarter. Etzel Reichav Amokim, regarding the area of the place, as Tais is going to prove, you can't prove this regarding circumference to area. Why not? Because says Tais like this. Datu Tavla Agula Shaldala Dala Amas. Says, imagine you have a round tablet of 4x4 Amas. So would you think to say, "Sheinim achzekes elikat tablo shal gimel gimel merubam"? That it's not going to contain the area, only like a square tablet of 3x3. Why are you going to say that? Fisher hachut hamakifoi, because the thread that surrounds it midasi shava. What it means? It's going to be the same measurements. Because the circumference of the square tablet of 3x3 is 12 amas, because 4x3 is 12. And that of the circle that has a diameter of 4 is also 12 amas, because we always know that's pi, that's the ratio of 3 to 1. So since it has a diameter of 4, that's also going to be 12, just like the square 3x3. So how could you bring a proof from the circumference to the area where just like you're saying that, oh, this circumference is a quarter more, so too is the area. But it's not true. But you're going to go ahead now and divide the area of this square tablet that's 3x3 amas. Al gimel ritzuas, so you're going to split it up on 3 strips, la'irich, in the length, v'shalosh ritzuas la'reichiv, and 3 strips in the width. In other words, you're going to go ahead and now divide it up by length and by width. You're going to only find 9 parts of an amma squared, which is 9 square cubits. Now, the tabla gula shal dalad dalad. Now, a round tablet that's 4x4, a kochach yesh ba yud beis ritzuris shal amma lama. You're going to have 12 square cubits, not 9. Shahadi debur shal dalad dalad, because you have a square of 4x4. When you split up in its length and its width, you're going to find 16 square amas. And the square is only more than the circle by a quarter. So it comes that you say, so therefore it comes out, obviously, that the circular one is going to be, like we're saying, 12 square amas. Like we're saying, because if a square is 4x4, which is a square of 16, so obviously the circle, which we say that its diameter is 4, that it's going to be a quarter less, which can be 12 amas. Now, that's the case. So we have in contrast that the circle that has a diameter of 4 and its square is going to be by 3. So yeah, both of them, the circumference is 12. And even so, we're going to have the area is going to be different, because you have by the circle of 4, which you're going to have, it's going to be a contrast of 16 versus 12. Whereas by the ribua of three, it's only going to have 3 by 3 is 9 by the circle. So you see, even though the circumference is the same, but the area is different. So it says about the most definitely in Raya Mechutchel Hekab Klal. No, you can't bring a Raya like Rashi does from the thread that it goes around the perimeter for the circumference, because there's no Raya from the fact that the perimeter is the same to say the area is going to be the same. Like we described this case of the square and the circle, although we could have that their circumference is the same, but that's not going to mean the area is the same. Okay, the moral of the text says you should know the Ritzul Shal Hei Amas Ayrech Al Rechabam. If you have a strip that's 5 amas long and an amma wide, so Chotshal Yud Beis Abba Makifa, a thread of 12 amas will be required to go around the perimeter. Kesher Tavol Lachalka Ritzul Shal Amma Lama. Now, when you're going to divide up, which that's how we define when you do area, when you're going to split up to strips of an amma square, in Be'el Chomash Amas, you're going to have 5 amas. Now, so you see, and in contrast there, although that you can have something by a circle, but here you're only going to end up with 5 amas. Behind the time, and the reason, because when you put a thread in the square, is obvious, so it gets narrower by the corners. So, but in contrast, when you put it by a circle, so it gets wider. In other words, by a circle, you don't have the corners where the thread gets narrow. Rather, the string that goes around it is going to be always an equal area. So you see that circles and squares, that they that's the contrast that you have regarding the two of them. If, like we're saying, that it's not going to be the same of comparing their area to their circumference. Now, So if it's not a good proof, like we're saying, from circumference to area, and we want to calculate this, that the Gemara is saying that, how do we know that the square is a quarter more than a circle? So they have to prove it a different way. Rather, what you do is follows. Make a small dot. Now, make imaginary strings around it, many of these circles. Sivavachasivav, a circle after circle, what's called concentric circles. Until you widen that this circle will be filled with circles, and you're going to have tefach al tefach. You have an area of a tefach by a tefach. That's how much you should do, and continue the circles till you have that space of tefach al tefach. Now, then you go and you cut the threads from the dot, which is the center of the circle, and you cut only downwards, from the bottom half of the circle towards the bottom. Now, after you cut this bottom half of the circle, now you spread out, you so to speak pick up the circle, the bottom half, and you spread it out now to be in this into this horizontal lines from the right and from the left. You're like opening up the circle and you're putting it as it's going to be like in the triangle, like a pyramid almost. The nimtza kolchut, so it comes out, so every thread that was in the outermost part of the circle, it gets bigger and bigger the further out it is in the circle from the innermost strings that are being spread out now. Until you get to the outermost thread, the arc of Gimel Tvachim, and now its length is going to be 3 Tvachim. Shuchot Achitzin, which that's the outermost thread, we said that's the most outermost of the concentric circles, there was a Tefach by a Tefach. And how do we know it's going to be a length of 3 Tvachim? It says, it has a width of Tefach. Yes, like we already established in our Sugya, it has a perimeter of 3 tefachim, so that's going to be a length of a tefach. That's what diameter is. So nimtzu rechava. So comes that all these threads are organized one like the other, like this wide thread. In other words, that it has a height beemtza in the middle of a chatzit tefach. Now, V'ha'inu, and this height of Havatavach is measured k'neged ha'nekuda, opposite the place of where that the dot is in the middle of the circle. That's the middle of the outermost thread. Mikan to mikan, from either side. And this string is now in the form of a triangle. Kol ha'lechus v'tzara ad mashu, and it keeps on getting narrow and narrow until it from both sides it gets to like just a minute amount. So now the Ketiv says, if it's been bossed, Allah has a b'lechalakoi. So now if you're going to go ahead and now you divide it, that string that we said, the outermost one, that's a length of three tzvachim, you split into two, the emtza in the middle, so hainu, that's going to have a height, again, k'neged ha'nekuda, opposite the dot, timtza shtei ritzus. So now you're going to have two strings that are these triangles. So kol achas arko tefach ha'mechza. Each one is a length of tefach and a half. Because you took a three and you cut it in half. From one side, it's a width of a half a tefach. On one side, it ends until, again, like we said, all the way till the end of that triangle. Now, if you go and you combine these two strings, and you put the long side opposite the narrow side, which is, if you match up these triangles, the long opposite the short, so timtzeritzua arka tefach omechza al rechav chatzit tefach, comes out that the strings have a length of a tefach and a half on the width of a half a tefach. That's how you're going to have the square now of these two triangles. Now, after that, we opened up the area of the circle and we made it into this type of a brick of like a square because we put together these triangles. So now this comes to compare the area of this square, which was a circle, which had a diameter of a tefach, as we explained, opposite the area of this square, which again, its length and its width is a tefach. So it says, now go ahead and now split that brick, l'shalosh ritzuos, to three strips. Timtza b'shalosh ritzuos, so you can have three strips, mechatzit tefach al chatzit tefach, z'chatzit tefach by a chatzit tefach. Now, because we had said it's a tefach and a half by a half a tefach. So you split into three, you have a half a tefach and by a half a tefach. Now the ilritzua, merubas al tefach. Now whereas, if you have a square string of a tefach, kishetechalken, the shasiv ever, when you split it in the crisscross, timtzeba abritzua shal chatz tefach al chatz tefach, you're going to find four strings of half a tefach by half a tefach. So this comes out and shows you that the square is a quarter more than a circle by a quarter, which again, this is all in the contrast of area, in contrast to that of what Rashi had done with circumference. Hey, we showed you with area that it's going to be a quarter more than is what is the area of a circle. Because, again, as we started off this as a circle, and Tosis made the circle into a square, and we see that it's a quarter more than what is the area of the circle. Continuing next time, Master, begin with the Gemara, Kalam Tzibiribuam, any Amma that's a square, meaning along the sides of the square, Amma Tzibiribuam Shabalchsein is going to be an Amma two-fifths by its diagonal. Says Tosis, in the Chesh Mechuvin, really, the calculation is not really so precise, but like Duncan, and they weren't so exacting. Because Dika Tfei Bur, it actually is a little bit more. Shem Tassi, because as Tesha shows, he illustrates, Shem Tassi, the Bush Alessa Alessa, because if you're going to make a square of 10 by 10, then the Chalak Vaisa shows about beginning to split it crisscross. Nimtsi B'teichai Arba, Nibuim, Shalchamish, Shalchamish, it's going to come out that there's four quarters of 5 by 5. Now, Chazab Chalak Vaisa, Nibuim, Lachsainim. Now, if you're going to go ahead and divide those quarters into diagonals, Ha'ilach Latzad Emtsa Shal Ribuah Gadol, that goes to the middle of the big square. In other words, if you're going to stretch out every quarter and you're going to have a diagonal from the two ends that reach to the middle of the line of the big square, that through those four diagonals, you're going to create small quarters in the large square on diagonal. So actually comes out, Timsa Bidibua Panimi, you're going to find that in the inner square, which was made diagonal, of the area of Chamishim Amma, the area of 50 Amma. The reason is, Shehu Chetzi Shachitzim, because that's the half of the area of the outer square, which is an area of 100 Ammas. And the reason why it's going to be half, it's Shari Chalakta Ribum Chalhea Hei, because you're dividing the square of 5 by 5, each one in this diagonal. So that's essentially cutting it in half. Precisely, when you make this diagonal, you make this diamond inside the square. Now, Vimlo, so now this brings the proof. Vimlo, if it's true that the diagonal was only an amma and 2/5 from the whole square, the Hainu Zayin al Zayin, which that's 7 by 7, because you have in the large square, you have 5 ammas. Now, if you add on 2 ammas, which is 2/5 of 5, so you're going to come to 7 ammas. And you're not really going to have half of the other one, because the Dibur Shal Shiva Shiva, that square, which you're getting, if you're creating diagonals, but which is really what a diamond shape is inside a square, which that's when you're making these, cutting the quarters into halves, which creates this diamond shape inside the square, you're only going to have 49 strips of an amma and amma. But with all this chamishim, based on what we said, that you're really doing half of the large square, it should be half of the 100, which is 50. That's really what half of 10 by 10 is. Which comes at the 100 strips of 100 by 100, of an amma by an amma. So obviously we have to say that it's not really so precise, and really the measurement of the hapatnus is actually a little bit more than amsa b'chei chumshi, a little bit more than and 1 2/5. Of 1.4. He wasn't really counting the place of the people. It's really for nothing that he was making this attempt to resolve the opinion of Yechanan, that he really wasn't counting the place of where the people were. Of course we have to say that Rabbi Yechanan was considering in his measurement of 24 amas for the perimeter of the sukkah that was counting the place of the people. Because we find explicitly he says Neivin Beish Chaloyin Davayin Vav Menav Dama, he says Chaloyin Ogol, a round window, you have to have in its circumference, has to have 24 tvachim, so that you could carve inside of it a square of 4 by 4. Now, then you can't say Mokum Gabla Kachashim, because he's not talking about 24 people, he's talking about 24 tvachim. And the limitat is, you wouldn't be able to resolve it, El Kedayon de Kesar Bechul, rather like the judges of Caesarea, like the Gemara brings. And if we see that the words of Yechon and Erevin are only understood according to the Kesar, obviously here in Sukkah, that he says the heck of a 24, it must mean with the place of the people.